From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth program, and I do want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. This week, we are dealing with a very, very serious situation. And that is, we are taking a look at the latter times, as described for us in 1 Timothy chapter 4. And I've already emphasized on Monday in yesterday's broadcast that what we are looking at this week is very significant to every Christian, to every preacher, to every person who's just recently been saved, as well as to every person who has been saved for a long period of time. And what we see in 1 Timothy chapter 4 is a chapter that every Christian in our age should comprehend, because it teaches us that in these latter times, and keep in mind that the latter times speaks of the time between the foundation of the church there in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost and the rapture when Jesus Christ comes to take us home to be with him in heaven. It's the period of time in which we live. And so Paul here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, in prepping Pastor Timothy how to be a good pastor, is reminding him, as he is reminding us, of what we're going to be facing throughout the church age. And yesterday we took the opportunity to look at the first three of the seven conditions of the latter times. We looked at verse 1 where it says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." And that's teaching us that in the latter times there will be those who will go into apostasy. But not everybody will, because God always has a remnant. Today let's continue and begin with the fourth condition of the latter times, and that is that there will be lying, hypocritical teachers. You see that in the first part of verse 2 of 1 Timothy 4, where it says that these false teachers will be speaking lies in hypocrisy. Lies in hypocrisy. Now, yesterday I mentioned that what is going to rise up in these latter times are seducing spirits, doctrines of devils that will be leading people astray. Well, what we find is that during this same period of time, there will be human teachers who will propagate the false demonic teaching of the devil himself. And we need to recognize that. You know, I've said to people in my congregation, and I know I have said it over and over again, even on this radio program since we've been on back in our beginning days of 1989, that it's important, and I encourage you to listen to me carefully, it is important that we not follow everything that comes under the term Christian. And I say that because there are a lot of preachers in the pulpit who claim to be Christian. There are a lot of teachers on the radio and television who claim to be Christian. There are a lot of people who are writing books who claim to be Christian, but they're not born-again believers. They are following the seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils, and therefore are lying, hypocritical teachers. And it's interesting to note, back in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 20, that the Apostle Paul, when he was speaking to the leaders of the church at Ephesus, he reminded them, and I might say he warned them, of the fact that this was going to happen. Notice what Paul says in Acts chapter 20, beginning with verse 27. He says, "For have I not," excuse me, let me begin to read that again. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Now again, here we see that Paul was speaking to the leaders of the church of Ephesus. And he says, take heed to yourself. Make sure that you don't follow false teaching. Make certain that as an overseer, as a pastor, as a leader in the church, you feed the church of God according to the word of God, because the church of God has been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. And then notice what he says in verse 29 of Acts 20. He says, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Paul was saying, I'm going to depart from Ephesus, but be careful, be watching, be on guard, because there will be those who will come into your fellowship, and there will even be those who will rise up out of your fellowship, who will try to speak perverse things, who will actually speak perverse things and lead people astray. They are what Paul refers to here in 1 Timothy chapter 4 as lying, hypocritical teachers. And so in the day and age in which we live right now, every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior must be certain, must be absolutely certain that we make sure that we are not following lying, hypocritical teachers, because they are out there, and if we are going to identify them, we must know the truth. Let's go on. We see there is a fifth condition of the latter times, according to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and that is, there will be false teachers with a seared conscience. Again, look at verse 2 of 1 Timothy chapter 4, where it says, there will be those who will be having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Their conscience seared with a hot iron. That word seared is really a medical term referring to cauterization. And what this is teaching us is in the latter times, false teachers will be in every realm of life propagating false doctrine. It's going to happen. Even Jude dealt with that. I would encourage you sometime to conduct yourself a study of the book of Jude. But notice, if you would please, in Jude verses 17 through 19, keeping in mind that Jude only has one chapter. But notice what Jude says in Jude 17 to 19. He says, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of Jesus, of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. What are they doing? Well, their conscience is seared. They are following a lie, and they're teaching a lie, and they're propagating false doctrine. We need to be watching out for that. Well, let's go on, because we see a sixth condition of the latter times in 1 Timothy chapter 4, and that is the fact that there will be those who will reject the biblical family structure. They will reject the biblical family structure. It says in verse 3 of 1 Timothy 4, forbidding to marry. Now, I could go on this one, but I will not today. But it is teaching us that there will be those in the latter times who will promote living together without marriage. They'll promote transgender. They'll promote the homosexual and diverse lifestyle. And they're going to be all around us. They're going to go away from God's plan for the family, and they'll be teaching it over the pulpit. And is it not true that today we find that there are those in the pulpit who are saying that homosexuality is okay? In fact, you know, when it says here that there will be those who will be forbidding to marry, is it not truth that we even have a whole denomination, as it were, that demands that their leaders do not marry? Now think of that. That's false teaching. But then there is a final condition of the latter times, and it tells us here in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that there will be those who will reject certain foods. That's interesting. It says in verse 3 that they will command to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. In other words, there will be those who, in the name of Christianity, will say, you shouldn't eat certain foods. You should only eat vegetables, and maybe you should not eat meat. But the Bible says here that every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. So we see there in verses 1 through 5, as it were, of 1 Timothy chapter 4, the condition of the latter times. And is it not true that we see those things all around us today? Indeed we do. And we need to be detecting them. And the way to detect them, beloved, is to know the truth of the Word of God. I want to encourage you and challenge you to be in the Word of God consistently so that you know the truth to the point that when you see this spiritual error that is being taught in these latter times, that you identify it, that you'll run from it, and that you'll do what you can to keep others who know the Lord Jesus Christ from it as well. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue to take a look at the latter times here in 1 Timothy 4, and so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why I say the best is yet to come. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.